the air right now.
That's very good. It's very good voice acting. And this, it's a scene from an upcoming movie. Yell at Zach. Coming to theaters near you. April 2017.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'd like to thank you for get the heck out of here. Speak into the dang microphone.
I am speaking into the dang microphone.
I just need to turn my headphones up. We're doing great. It's Friday. Blue skies. I see a leaf falling slowly to the ground.
Blue skies are gray.
Chaos is in the air.
The end is near.
All right. Just pack your bags. It's all over. Speaking of it being all over, this is our final episode of the season. And this is, as we realized on the walk over here, the second to last season of this show. The next time we have a season finale, it'll be the series finale.
Sad.
That's going to be dang sad. We're probably going to miss it, too. We're going to, like, oversleep.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not good. What we could do is we could have all sorts of guests. We could have, a nice little variety show planned.
We'll do a variety show for maybe the second to last episode. And then we'll have a very serious final sode, where we just play all that on repeat. Moving right along. Speaking of all that,
it's time.
Thank you. rapid fire questions. What's the third what's the third base?
Hotel.
What's the name every type of
Who is this?
Uncle Leo. Okay, that was rapid fire questions. This is rapid fire answers.
What is leaf? Who?
Grass.
Where is the Taj Mahal?
India. I don't get Jeopardy. Why do they have to do it like that?
It's fun that way.
I guess so.
In other news, PJ Harvey, Queen of Pop.
You can't call everyone the Queen of Pop.
Has announced a North American tour. She'll be visiting 15 cities with her 10-piece band. Or is it 10 cities with her 15-piece band? I don't know.
That's funny. It's a very good bit.
Woo!
Solid bit.
Some would call it my most significant bit.
Oh.
All right.
We're doing good.
Anyway, I hope to see you all there. April 17th, which is a Monday night, she'll be at the House of Blues.
I'm going to go so far as to say that I would pay $40,000 right now for a plate of food.
All right. That
it's an open offer for anyone listening.
I happen to know intimate details of Mr. Myers' financial situation. I'm going to say that he is not prepared to follow through.
I am not.
on that claim.
Intimate details, no, that's... That's good. You haven't seen the spreadsheets.
Intimate.
All I need to do is put the number 40,000 in the spreadsheet, and you wouldn't know any different. That to you. We show that to the FCC, and
I believe everything I see.
SEC.
SEC.
What did I say?
FCC. Did you say FTC?
Well, all of them are actually agencies, so they can all be looking.
They're all commissions.
All right.
Anyway.
So, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
And,
the Grammys, who cares about the Grammys, but...
Nothing matters.
I know nothing about that. Those are happening.
That's so the issue is that you've been reading the fake news.
Oh, you're right.
There are no Grammys this year.
Sorry. I was on...
fake news start.
Fitchpork.com.
That's very funny. All right, let's play some more music.
Yeah, why don't we? We're gonna get a little bit of new music.
I like to hear it.
So, let's do that. Michigan. Boom.
That doesn't make sense.
So. Just one second. main.c:4:2
Not bad. That's pretty good. You just had to say more words.
Yeah, there it is. This screenshot is beautiful.
You screenshotted it.
I screenshotted the terminal window, yeah.
Holy. You could have just copy-pasted.
It could be a little... What?
I could copy-paste it.
No, because I wanted the color. Like, for the album art.
I understand.
Yeah, see? I mean, listeners, you can't see it, but, like, that's some good album art.
It's not really. Unexpected identifier.
Warning. Missing terminating character.
:2:C. All right, so that's where we're at.
That is.
If you need to call in for any reason, just always feel free to do so on the WMFO listener line, 855-915-WMFO. That number has changed. It used to be 867-923-433. I forget it all now. What is this?
Just a little bit of background music while we talk.
What could it be? All right. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Oh, this is some sort of Mario. Get out of here. I don't want to hear this. This guy's all about Mario.
Not really. Occasionally I've been bringing up the old Mario when I'm in a room for a group project. I just plug in the computer to the TV, just bring it up, just confuse everyone for a little bit.
And Zach's got an interesting thing to tell us about P53.
So P53...
If you look at this Pymol...
It's bigger than P52.
I believe it.
I don't know if there is a P53. P52.
I don't know if there is a P53. We did the whole project on nothing. All right, let's play some more music. We'll figure out how to, yeah. Really.
Why don't we play a special request? We got a request from a listener who called in.
He called in before the show. He called me weeks ago.
Yeah, we just want to play that now.
Everybody wants to.
Thank you, listener. We are happy to take your requests and suggestions, and we will play them on the radio if we think it's worth it.
So send us an email.
Yeah, we've got tons of email addresses. I don't know about you, but I do.
You want to say all of them right now?
All of my email addresses?
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got 8pizza@gmail.com with an 8 at the beginning. It's very funny. CMI63@gmail.com. CharlesLewisMeyer@gmail.com. CharlieMeyer@outlook.com. Charles.Meyer@tufts.edu. CMI63@yahoo.com. And I think that's it.
We've got...
Well, I've had a couple work email addresses.
Zachary.A.Graziano@gmail.com. We've got ZAG2395@gmail.com. There was also... Though I don't know if this still exists because of 2001. ZAG2395@netscape.net. There was... Probably ZAG2395@AOL.com. There was also... Did I say the Tufts one? There's a Lack Yarn related email, which I'm not at liberty to disclose because I still use that for specific things. Namely my Facebook login and getting second free trials of things. This is going on for a while. I'm going to stop. Zachary.Graziano@stonybrook.edu. Yeah.
Stop. All right.
Sounded like the beginnings of a Regina Spektor song.
It kind
of
did. Do you remember when we went to Stevie Bayo? What's his name?
Chris Bayo.
Chris Bayo, the bassist from Vampire Weekend, his show. There was the weird woman before him who was just like ding 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 ding. And then she kinda like sampled, like looped her, like loop machined her own voice to make just like very okay, like but incredibly like cutesy, like ding-a-ling ding 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 songs.
Yeah. It was a.
It was okay.
And then there was the group before that.
I couldn't remember that far back. All I remember is that day I bought donuts and they were like donuts. Moldy.
Clearly you don't remember because I remember. I bought gummies.
Gummies, way better idea.
Yeah. We gotta go to some shows next semester.
We gotta get some gummies.
Or that.
That's what I really care about. All right. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Let's play some more new music.
Yeah. No, not more new music.
Oh, more old music?
We decided what we were gonna play before. It was not new.
We ran out of music.
There's no more new music. But it's alright. Some good sounds coming from...
If a power outage suddenly left you in the dark, would you be ready?
No.
While your American Red Cross... While your American Red Cross will help when needed, the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before the lights go out. Have flashlights and plenty of extra batteries. Never use candles for emergency lighting. Have a non-cordless phone ready and keep your car gas tank half full. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life, starting with your own. Nice. I guess they don't want you to light candles so you don't burn your house down.
That is fair.
I feel like we're pretty prepared at our house. We have that flashlight that plugs into the wall.
Yeah. Oh, no. I get it now.
What?
Because it plugs into the wall. Never mind, it charges to plug into
it's
the
always
wall.
Charged, yeah.
This all makes sense now.
Yeah, so it's always charged. And then as soon as the power goes out, it like turns on. What are we doing?
Let's listen to a little song.
What is that? What is that nonsense? You gave me a look. You gave me a look right before. Everybody, I was bamboozled. He gave me a little look.
This has got to be like one of the very few times that you actually turn the sound down on the computer. Because usually, anytime I play whatever nonsense,
I usually give it a try. Anyways, I could just tell right off the bat that was stupid.
Well, yeah, there was some silence happening and all that. I, for one, enjoy the silence. Do you? And that's why we're gonna play a little song.
My first experience at WMFO, I went on Dan Friedman's show as a guest, and I definitely whistled.
Really?
Definitely whistled.
My first experience on WMFO was on this show. And I played Friday I'm in Love by The Cure.
Oh, can we play De Baba?
Yeah.
Can we play that now?
I don't know what it's called.
I'll just search De Baba. De Baba. De Baba. Oh, yeah. De bow bow. De bow bow. I'm pretty good at that. What a time to be alive. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, let's kick it. Oh, yeah.
Spoken. shot. Something to hide, something to know. Give it a go. Back of your mind, there's stories that haven't been told or found, because no one wants to know about misery and that pain. Once again, tearing down the reminders of the intense felt by all, from the beginning to the end. Of all things natural, there was some kind of, there was, and love lost. Don't be us versus them, 'cause it comes down to you, us all. And that can't work in a place where the heart must be large and must be dependent on. The heart dependent upon, the chores are shared by all. And there is no repair, no repairing the mistakes. You are not following your heart's desire to be worthy of. Three sizes too small. The heart is a muscle that must be exercised. An enlarged heart is not exercised properly, or so they say. Doorbell, slow poke, funny, slow grumble, drip, booster shot, rod. Raven, diphtheria, tetanus shot, rock, jaw, rock. Whooping cough, poetry, long distance, rock. Chiming Trojan, horsing around.
Bueno.
That was traffic.
Hey, that's what I.
Woo! Alrighty. Looks like we got some cars moving up and down the boulevard today. Cars up, cars down. Interesting things about cars. They can exist in either the open conformation or the closed conformation. So in the open conformation,
they definitely get more binding.
Bind to the cars. And then that signal is going to propagate, and there's going to be a cascade. But in the closed conformation, the cars are going to be inactive. And then that means that no one is going to get anywhere. And that's why this world is just all about cars in the closed conformation. We need to allosterically modulate our cars so that we can get places. And that, my friend, starts at the water.
Woo! So, what, did you say anything about the cars, actually?
Yeah, the cars. They're...
No. But how many are there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not really any anymore. There's a few.
Walk signs on, baby.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that's why walk signs on. So, but that was. Yeah, then. So we just listened to a great song. It was called Krankenstein. And, fun fact, it's the first song by, the Halo Benders that I ever heard in my life. I love the Halo Benders.
Halo Benders, more like lame-o Benders.
No.
More like lame-o Benders.
So
that genre of joke hasn't really been taking off as much as I wanted it to.
It's really just like, it's bad. So it's the last Friday of classes, so goes without saying, since there is no lab report due next week, I will not be holding office hours today.
Goes without saying.
But I said it anyway.
I think that the Comp 40 lab is to meet people in the class. It's the Comp 40 meetup lab.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It was very fun when I did it. In previous semesters, like that I've TA'd, people are like, "Oh, this is stupid. Like, let's just do our projects," which I think is lame.
Well, our lab this week was paper chromatography. It was a good time. So, I really just want to say thank you. This to all the listeners. This show has really given me and Charlie, but probably mostly him, but also me. But both. It's given us a place to speak. Whether or not that's
what on earth are you saying?
Well, you're not saying anything. You're staring at your phone. So I got an
email from Yelp. Eat24 and
me too. Okay, everyone gets a weekend. We always get the weekend coupon.
Freaking great
banana 24. Everyone, if you have an Eat24 account, banana 24, $2 off this weekend only. Expires at midnight on Monday.
I didn't like that at all. That wasn't professional. It's not what you're supposed to do on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that's not what I'm supposed to do on the radio. What is this?
All right.
What? I don't understand.
Let's take this guy away. On the radio.
As if we're actually on the radio.
You can't just say that. You've been watching all this fake news too much, man. All right, let's put some more music on.
Okay. the last few minutes of the last show of our second to last season?
Reflecting back on the season, I think it was overall pretty solid.
It was one of the more consistent ones in recent memory.
We played, there were probably zero technical mishaps.
There was one technical mishap, in fact.
Was it your computer?
No, it was, in fact, when you kept telling me to speak more loudly, but I was...
Oh, like that microphone was quiet.
There was a microphone that was not working.
So. I understand. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I mean...
Today, this year was more wins than losses.
And next season, this show is going to be professional quality.
We're going to be studying a lot over winter break as to how to be better DJs. We're gonna write all sorts of scripts. Because that's what they do.
Yeah, that is. And we're going to...
Well, I'm just going to be reading off a script.
We're going to dismantle the Krusty Krab board by board.
What's the deal with you and SpongeBob?
I love SpongeBob.
You're a freak.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. Anyway. So now that we're in these last minutes, maybe it's just time to let them speak for themselves.
We're not going to let it be quiet for the next 5 minutes.
With a song.
Ah, we now we're talking.
No, that's how it is.
That's how it is. Anyways, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, and you've been listening to Zach and Charlie all season long. I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Thank you to our consistent listeners.
We'll be working hard over the winter break to do some quality control, volunteer hours, so we can get so we can help out the station and get a good time for next semester.
All right.
This time being the good time.
See you next year.
See you in 2017.